Hello, welcome to Uneducated Reviews, where we review things that we're uneducated on, such as TV shows, movies, products, and other things.
And one day, even products.
This is... I'm a little tired, but that's besides the point.
Zoya's about to speak her mind.
She's about to drop some facts.
I have to let you guys in on a little secret.
Ashley's
It's not good. It's not good. So it's the first time for everything.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
What happened?
I forgot to save the last podcast.
You forgot to save.
I forgot. It's my fault.
Wait, are too hot to handle?
It was too hot to handle. The laptop couldn't handle
Wait,
it.
Wait, did you post it?
No.
No.
I forgot to save it.
Save it.
I mean, I thought he just went, stand.
That's usually what he does.
Yeah, usually, and then I don't know what happened last time. I just closed the computer, and I just forgot.
It's because we all knew that Maya's leg was out of her cast.
We did leave in a hurry last time.
So, we did. I got home to my dog's leg in a pill bottle.
Did we talk about anything really like good about the show?
No, it's fine. If we ever decide to do...
We have to do the complete...
Yeah, we'll watch the entire series and then we'll come back.
I don't know who the fuck we is.
Yeah, there's three that have already completed the
task. Yeah, we've already finished that task.
I even sent you guys TikToks about one of the couples that didn't make it and another couple that did make it after the show finished.
No, you only sent me one.
Did I say more than one? I said I sent a TikTok.
Jesus, I don't know what did. I don't know.
Anyways,
Christopher looks distraught.
Why are you distraught?
I'm not distraught. I don't know.
Yeah, finish the goddamn show.
Yeah, you don't even know what I'm
finish
talking about.
Finish the goddamn show.
There's no way he could come back.
Finish the show.
Oh my god, I'll finish it.
I'm already on episode 9.
The show's not that great.
It's not that great, but you know what?
Pretend I will
it's a bunch
watch
of guys
the first season.
Smacking things that they blacksmithed. Okay, just pretend that's happening on screen. But it's that hurt.
That really does. I was like thinking of what it could be. This is one that I did not.
That's just.
I thought it was an actual controversial.
It was controversial to us. It was a.
Isaiah's been off this week.
He did preface.
He's
that.
Not here right now.
Okay. So let's do celebrity showdown, celebrity matchups.
I guess
not like
they don't know that we did an episode now.
I mean, now they do.
Yeah.
So this explains our absence for 1 week.
I guess it does.
So
are we recording over?
Let me tell you the tale.
No. Don't look at that.
Okay.
Don't look at that.
So, if you had to pick Willy Wonka or Lightning McQueen to win a fight, who would you pick?
Lightning McQueen.
Willy Wonka.
Whoa. Would you guys like to defend your sides?
Ka-chow. That's all I have to say.
Willy
I am
Wonka.
Speed.
Willy Wonka is an inventor, okay? And he would
but
invent
he
something
he doesn't
to
build it
him.
Himself.
But
he
Wonka
gets
has
Oompa Loompas.
No. His
Willy
Oompa
Wonka
Loompas.
Has hands.
Willy Wonka created
and
things.
And you know what? Lightning
the
McQueen has power.
See, she gets louder just to try to null it. No, Lightning McQueen doesn't even have headlights. The man couldn't drive on dirt.
Damn.
They got headlights
no,
on him.
Yeah, at it's the very,
true.
Very end.
You
yeah,
know who
probably
had,
installed
so he has
those?
Them.
Willy Wonka, because
no,
he has opposable
it was
thumbs.
Blue car.
He has opposable
his
thumbs.
His girlfriend. Yeah.
But he, okay, Willy Wonka would win, because Willy Wonka is an inventor. No, his Oompa Loompas don't make everything.
Yes.
They make a good chunk of things.
No, they do.
But he started before he got the Oompa Loompas.
And he wasn't successful
yes,
until he got
them. Yes, he was successful. He was
until
successful.
Until he got them.
He was successful, and then he got them because they needed somewhere to live. And that's the whole thing. I'm going Johnny Depp, Willy Wonka, because that's my OPP. You know me. You know?
I don't know. Johnny Depp got beat up by his wife.
Mm-hmm. He did. Oh, that's so bad. Fuck you, Amber. Okay. All
right. Ready? Speed round. Round two. These are for the boys, since the girls answered the last question.
But I'm not done. But okay.
Okay. who do you guys think make a better duo? Mario and Waluigi or Luigi and Wario?
I don't know shit about that.
Waluigi and Wario.
I kind of think Wario's a little useless. I think...
Is Wario the fat one?
He's like...
I
think Mario and
one.
Waluigi
that
would
is,
be the best pair, because Mario is...
Are we not allowed to say? He's the round one.
Oh my god.
I think,
oh no.
I think I'm going to pick Mario and Waluigi, because Waluigi never had his own game.
So wouldn't that be a point against because you?
He's technically not an actual Nintendo character. He was only there for Mario Tennis. That was the first time he was included. So he was obviously transferred after. So I'm going to say Waluigi and Mario. He hasn't had his time in the light, and he looks like me.
Is Waluigi the one that goes, wah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's probably...
He's got the fan base.
Out of Wario and Waluigi.
Have you played Wario?
And then you got Mario. You know, he's the alpha.
Alpha?
In the whole world.
As much as people
want to go for player two, Mario is the face of Mario.
Excuse me.
If you like plumbers.
Does Mario capture Ghost?
No, but Prince he does Boo. Everything else.
I don't know if
does
you know that Luigi
yes.
What has Luigi, what has Mario done that Luigi hasn't done?
Odyssey. He flies through the universe.
How do you know he hasn't done that?
Has he?
How do you know he hasn't?
How do you know Mario hasn't caught ghosts?
Because
it didn't happen.
Exactly.
I don't know. He goes through every haunted mansion in his fucking world.
Oh, he's dodging ghosts.
He's gone through many worlds with haunted mansions, and he's fought his own ghosts.
Oh, God, Zoe!
iPad somewhere else.
Zoe fainted.
Wait, hold on. But now that's making me think, like, obviously, I mean, maybe not agreeable, but I think Luigi's the cooler of the two brothers. However, since Mario gets all the fame, do you think Luigi's the one putting Peach in the castles?
No.
Out of jealousy?
Yeah. And Luigi? Bowser just doesn't know what's happening, and he just is upset that this little brown, little red plumber keeps showing up.
There's so many theories. Us. Like, not theories, I guess, but like.
Peach and skits. Bowser have a love affair. Oh, and
Peach
they
goes
just,
in there on her own.
And Luigi's like,
why do you think she goes over there every single day? You think she's getting captured?
The robot chicken was on to something.
She does it on her own, man.
Yep.
She's like, yo, Mario.
They're lovers. They are lovers.
Yeah.
Which is odd, because I think that Bowser is a furry.
You know what it is? Well, Luigi gets the Peach first every single time.
Is in the Bowser suit.
And she's like, you know what? I'm away from at this castle now, because you already did your job. So, Mario, when you get here, I guess I'll be waiting.
So, speaking of Nintendo, I feel like Smash... Or Brawl or
Smash Bros.
Is the new is Smash the name of the new one?
Yes, it's Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know. There's so much hype and everything over previous, you know, Brawl and the previous Smash Universe type games.
Melee.
And then I don't know if it's because of the switch to a new gen type of console that people didn't get or something, but the new one I don't see as much popularity.
I don't know.
I think it's hard because I
die think, hard fans, I should say.
I feel like most people, and I could be wrong, I feel like most people refer to Smash as a whole. I think when they say Smash Bros, I don't think, unless you're like a hardcore fan, I think you're just kind of referring to the, not the company, but like the actual, what am I talking about?
Like the franchise?
I think they're referring to the franchise of Smash Bros. Because, like, I know Sephiroth just got added. By just got added, I mean, like, within the past, like, three months got added.
That's why it's Ultimate, you know? This is a fan service game. This is the Ultimate Smash. They put literally everyone. They just took out Mr. Punch. What the fuck is his name?
Falcon Punch.
Yeah.
What?
They took out Falco.
I love Falco.
Anime guy. Don't know who the fuck he is, if I'm being honest.
Didn't they put in the new?
It's just another version of Link.
No, they put in Tekken. There's some guy from Tekken.
Yeah,
I'm not wrong. I know the anime guy.
I haven't purchased Sephiroth yet. I will at some point, but I've used him on my friend's Switch, and his sword is so long. That even when you're on the third level, and if you're on the third level and I'm on the bottom level, if I just up A or up B or whatever, I think it's up A, his sword can still reach you. What? My man's is ridiculous. What?
The new guy?
Sephiroth. Long white hair, giant sword.
Yeah, Sephiroth.
Yeah.
Sephiroth. I feel like, isn't it from Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts.
I never watched.
Kingdom Hearts 2. Yeah.
I never played.
Take it from, but it's from Final Fantasy.
I haven't done any of that.
Speaking of Kingdom Hearts,
nothing Final Fantasy, nothing Kingdom Hearts, nothing.
Do you know why Final Fantasy was even in Kingdom Hearts?
No.
Because they were so scared that the franchise was going to fail that they put in Final Fantasy as the selling point of the game. because they didn't think that.
I know that in the Disney Kingdom World Wars 2 is they were big there.
Yeah, they were big in the first one. They were huge in the second one, but that's why they're not one Final Fantasy character other than the Moogles are in Kingdom Hearts 3, because they felt the fan base was already strong enough by that point to not have to include any Final Fantasy character.
Yeah,
because
Sephiroth was the main villain in the second one, right?
He was like he the was main the last villain. Boss. He's like the optional extra boss.
Really? Who was the last boss in Kingdom? Not that this matters, but who was the last boss in Kingdom Hearts?
The last boss in Kingdom Hearts 2 was Xemnas.
Xanor. It was like on a giant dragon ship.
Yeah, it's like Xanor or Xemnas. One of the X's. Yeah,
why is X such a cool letter?
Yeah, I don't know. My middle name starts with it.
Zoe wishes her middle name was with
did you?
X.
Did you know?
It's just because I would have all three letters.
XYZ?
Mm-hmm. I just noticed the other day, we were in IKEA because I love IKEA, so shout out to IKEA. Please sponsor me. I noticed that my name starts with an A and ends in a Z, and I thought that was so cool.
That's if you put your whole name together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It starts in an A.
We saw and those, ends in a Z. The bookends, and there was like an A and then a Z, and then I was like, oh, that's your name. Like, I was like completely. Bleh. She's like, what?
Yeah, I just realized, back to Smash, Falco didn't really matter. Why was Falcon in there in the game?
Because he's amazing?
He had one game.
But wait, are we talking about Falcon or Falco?
Falco.
Captain Falcon or Falco the Bluebird?
Oh, shit. Falco's the Bluebird?
I hate Captain Falcon.
Captain Falcon, then.
Yeah.
Captain Falcon had one game, and that was, like, in the late 80s.
Yeah.
It was one game. It was that Z... Was it? What
Z-
was
it?
Can we bring back?
It was like a racing game.
Safe for the little girl.
It's like F-Zero?
F-Zero. That's exactly what it was. That's the only game Captain Falcon was in. And then they added him to Smash in every other game.
Man, fucking punch, you know?
I mean, that's why they took him out. He was like, who the fuck is this guy? They just know him from Smash. They forgot his name. So once they forgot his game, they took him out.
I never forget him. He's one of my mains.
He was strong. He was good.
He drives a car.
F-Zero. Wow. I knew the game. I forgot the name.
Is there any games that just, like, instantly bring you back to your childhood? Because mine is Spyro.
Me, it's Zelda.
That little dragon was adorable.
The Wind Waker, baby. That was my childhood.
I didn't play
Zelda. Actually, Shrek, too. I'm being honest.
Oh, my God. Shrek, the racing games were amazing.
Shrek 2 on the GameCube, the movie.
Amazing.
That was a great game.
The best GameCube game for me was the SpongeBob game.
Mm-hmm. That was also
amazing.
They remade
Battle of Bikini Bottom.
Yeah, that was a great game. But I feel like if I'm thinking like actual like child like kidhood,
Caillou takes the streets.
It's probably Turok.
Turok, yeah, I remember
Turok and Dino Crisis for me. For me, Dino Crisis and Turok. Turok had more playtime, but Dino Crisis was like my first game.
There's so many old school games that I like I wouldn't want to play now, but I wish I could replay.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't remember it, so I can play it through happily.
There's so many, but I don't know if I've gotten too picky with graphics, but I can't play like old games. Oh my God, you're so picky with graphics.
I mean, the oldest game I can play right now and be just fine with is The Elder Scrolls 3. It has horrible graphics.
I can't play it. I've tried many times to play Skyrim, and it's not.
Well, Skyrim is still... We're good with Skyrim. I know they've remade it 1,200 times, but it still looks great. I'm talking about, like, two games before that, back in 2001. That's a little hard to look at, but it's fun.
It's good.
It's not bad. I don't relate graphics with, like, the game anymore. But as long as I'm having a good time, I don't care.
Listen, we had every console while I was growing up. But every single time a console would come in the house, my brother would take it over. And then anytime I wanted to be on it, he'd cry about it. And then I would be yelled at because he's playing on it kind of thing. So I'm like, I got to play like a handful of games. And then whenever I was enjoying something, he'd take it. He'd be like, I'm playing now. And I'm like, I'm older than you. I will sit on you. I will crush you. And then he was like, ah. And then that was that. And I was like, all right, fuck it. I have a PSP that you have no idea where it is.
PSP was fun. Remember we played
Metal
Gear? I
miss PSP.
Yes.
We would play Metal Gear at like the multiplayer type of thing.
Zoe didn't say it, but she loves Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot was my game. Yeah. Also Super Monkey Ball.
There we go.
Super Monkey Ball.
Monkey Ball! Oh my God. Monkey Ball was amazing. Amazing.
That was another GameCube class.
It was amazing. Can we go dressed as the Monkey Ball monkeys for anything?
Did anyone play Marble Mania?
What the fuck?
That sounds. I'm not gonna lie. That sounds familiar. You only look it this sounds up. Familiar. It sounds like I want to say yes.
Because I also loved Marble Mania. I think it was a really good game, but no one gave it enough attention. It deserved more attention, in my opinion, because it was challenging and fun, and I won all the marbles. Thank you very much.
There's this, like, almost fever dream of a game that I remember playing where you were pretty much, like, you were, like, toys. You were, like, one of the things, at least, I remember was you were some sort of action figure girl, like a Tomb Raider type of girl, and you were, like, going around at, like, a fantasy area, so I was... I don't remember what it was though, but it was one of my favorite games.
I wish I could remember the name. Just talked about. I don't know what that is. I have no idea.
I used to have Monsters Inc.
I'll see if I can find it.
For GameCube.
I think I played that, yeah.
I had the Ratatouille game, and oh my god, the Ratatouille game on GameCube was amazing, and it needs to be brought back and put on Xbox because it is amazing. Amazing.
What was it on?
It was on GameCube.
Then it won't be on Xbox.
It was. Listen, they need to buy it. They need to put it somewhere because it is Disney. Mario. But the Ratatouille game was amazing. The soundtrack was amazing. All of it was amazing. It was just a game that I wish could live forever.
You know what is also a good game?
Ratatouille.
Barnyard.
Back at the Barnyard, because that's what I named Otis after. I named Otis after the cow from Back at the Barnyard, just because the little chicken goes Odie Odie Odie. And I was like, I could name him Odie Odie Odie. And I was like, Otis. And then he was like, that's my name.
You had to go, he had to go rest.
I won't.
And you had to go back do this. Down. Yeah. That was a good game.
You can stare me down at the gates of hell.
But yeah, no. There's some nostalgic games that we played for sure. Mm-hmm. New games, though, I guess everyone's enthralled with Warzone. I can't do it anymore.
You know, that's okay, because we got it.
Like, there's so many people falling off of it because of the whole, like, cheater thing.
There's a cheater thing happening?
That's what I was going to say. As much as I've played Warzone, I haven't run into, like...
I've never run into cheaters. I've run into a game where, like, no matter where I was, inside a building, the people were in the walls. I remember doing that, and I was like, are you fucking serious?
Map, but that's different. That's like the map
having an issue where I, you know, that was happening, but somebody actively using, like...
Cheat codes?
I saw a video of a guy that was cheating to kill other cheaters.
Oh my god. Listen, I've never run into any cheating or hacking.
It's killing the game right now, where Warzone...
Everyone's like, if you don't add it in, 2042 is going to get me, or Halo Infinite.
So there's been this whole recent issue where people have been able to jump into a game and give everybody in that lobby, like, all of their guns, like, the max camo that they can get for the guns. They would go to level 1,001 or something, and... They would just be able to do it. And
for what? Literally,
it, like, cheats before this, was Activision has just not done anything. And, like, they let it go on, because obviously people keep buying the game so that they can reuse different cheats on different accounts. And they were making money off it. But the one time people start messing with the skins in the game and the levels in the game and everything like that, 2 days it took for Activision to stop it.
What?
That's crazy.
Oh, because they lost money. Because you're not buying the thing.
Yeah,
people aren't buying the skin.
Yeah, honestly, Call of Duty died for me years ago. Yeah.
I still really like playing the other Call of Duty, the one where, like, the guy has, like, the force field and things. Not force field, but he has, like, the shield that emanates radiation or something. I really miss playing that.
Blackout 4.
Those were fun. I miss the wall running a bit. Yeah.
That one I really liked.
The wall running got me jacked up. Sometimes I barely know what I'm shooting at. How am I supposed to hit? You're all doing some Matrix moves up there.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take the Titanfall for that.
Yeah.
I'm good.
No, I can't play Titanfall. I look at it and I'm like, no.
Titanfall is definitely... the campaign, incredible. I've cried every time I get to the end.
Oh my god.
If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, then you don't know.
The game,
it's emotional at the end. You get so hooked, you know, BT. That man.
It is an amazing story.
The game I'm continuously trying to get back into is Subnautica. I keep trying to get back in. I can't do it. I get so fucking bored. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I get so fucking bored. I've already built all this stuff. I
got bored watching you.
Yeah. I built the giant sub. I built the little minis. I built everything. And I keep running into those fucking ghost things. And I keep trying to kill them. And then they bite me. And it's like a whole fun experience or whatever. But then I'm like, what the fuck else am I supposed to do? And they're like, you're supposed to go deeper. And I'm like, fucking why? I'm self-sustaining. Why do I care?
This is a little off topic, but as I'm looking around Zoe's room, I see a X-Men movie case thing, whatever. And that makes me think of Wolverine. And from Wolverine, I went to Deadpool. And there's a whole thought process that occurred in my brain.
Rogue was done dirty.
But did you know that Deadpool has officially been introduced to the MCU?
Has he?
Yeah. Because he was into like a movie review or something. And he was doing it with Korg.
Yeah.
The guy from...
He's like, how do I get into the MCU? And he's like, you give up all hope and then you check your email.
Yeah. and then what was it? He's like, oh yeah, this is... Korg is all I could get. I was trying to get literally anybody else, but they're all busy on Disney Plus right now.
Oh my god.
Who's Korg?
The rock guy from Thor Ragnarok.
The one that's hilarious, and he's like, it's just a big circle, mate.
Oh.
It's just a big circle, mate.
Oh, okay, Korg.
He's like, you can keep running, but you're just going to get tired.
It sounds like it had an intimate relationship with this hand.
I watched Thor Ragnarok with Kenneth.
You know, you can process that emotion.
And the one that killed me was when he was carrying around the guy.
He goes, oh, how is he?
And he goes, oh, he's been dead for a while. Yeah. I just okay. I accidentally sat on him. And then all of a sudden he moves. He's like, you're alive!
For me, it was when Hulk, you know, jumped out of the ship and fucking just fell on the floor.
I think Thor Ragnarok was a really good movie for them because it showed, like, it wasn't just Thor's like, ugh.
It was good comedy, too.
So there is one of the Thor movies that when me and Chris started dating, I knocked out in the middle of, and I never went back to watch it because I was like, if I was that bored that I fell asleep in a fucking full-ass theater, it's not worth me watching.
That was after we had a whole day at Disney.
I never... Stop.
We're exhausted.
I never stop.
She says that, but one day we were watching something she was interested in, and she knocked out.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Is that Parasite? Because I didn't sleep for 2 days. No. I have insomnia.
Oh, you know...
I didn't sleep for 2 full days. I took a 30-minute nap, and I was like, that'll do it.
the wolf from Ragnarok, Fenrir. Yeah, it's technically Loki's son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Everybody's crazy. Like, Loki fucked a wolf. And I'm like, are we all forgetting that he becomes a horse? No, they're like, he becomes a horse and he gives birth. But I'm like, are we all forgetting that he turns into a giant wolf to fuck another giant wolf to have a baby that is a wolf? Are we forgetting that?
So I learned this all from God of War. Wait, what's God of
War?
Yeah,
yeah.
No.
It's those old games that fucking...
Also, no, I learned it through Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
We love that. We stand that.
You know, I uninstalled that the other day.
Yeah.
I couldn't get past. I was like, yo, I can't.
What
play
is this? What is?
Game.
I saw. Okay, on TikTok because I'm always on TikTok. There was like this thing. I think it's God of War or something. Like it's him and a kid and some god guy, and he's like, I'm bleeding.
That's God of War. That's the newest one.
That's the newest one. I was like, that looks cool, but I'm not gonna play whatever amount of hours just to watch a little bit of cool reels.
The game is fucking amazing.
The game's not that long.
Again?
You probably just watch the cutscenes.
Yeah. That's just what I want.
I mean, the whole game is a cutscene, essentially.
Yeah, it's very animated.
I'm very lazy.
I used to watch all the Halo.
I work for
what I suggest, if you don't want, if you just want to, just put it on the easiest mode, and then just run through it. It's literally a movie.
Listen,
and then
before that,
my
buy
ADHD.
A PS5.
My
four.
Step
four,
yeah. One.
Listen, I got. I can run one out.
My whole problem is I get so bored. It's my ADHD brain. My brain's like, this is no longer fun. Die. And then I leave.
But you can still play Call of Duty every night.
Every single night because I get to kill people.
Also true. I always try to get her to play anything else and she never even wants to.
That's my brother.
It upsets me.
You can be mad. Be pressed. I ain't moving.
Okay, this is how bad it is with my brothers. And I try and...
They are monsters, though.
Beasts. Are they really good? Yeah, sure.
When they get to their level, that's when I get bored. If I get to that level ever, I'd be already bored. I'd be like, ugh, we killed everybody. Yay for us.
But, like, my brothers, are so bad with... They only play Rocket League and Warzone.
I can't play
Rocket League. And I don't even know if they played Rocket League recently. So I'm going to say they only play Warzone right now.
Oh, my God.
And it's so bad that it's to the point where they brought their Xbox... My brothers brought their Xbox with them to Jacksonville when they went up with my dad.
Oh, my God.
And that's not even the problem. I fully expect them to do that. Okay. I was going to do that. And they were like, oh, the internet over here is really crappy. It's not worth bringing your Xbox. And I'm like, okay, cool. Because we're going to play together while we're up there.
Yeah.
What happened? So then the first day I get there, I was like,
the internet's amazing.
No. It's not, the internet was not that great. But the first day I get there, I'm like, okay, let's, you know, play some games. So we start playing, like, I brought the Switch because that way I didn't need internet for it.
Yeah, you don't need internet.
But we played Uno. We play the Switch, you know, okay. Just some things to keep them entertained because they've been bored for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought their whole Xbox, and I'm like, wait, hold on. You have more than one controller. You have two controllers. You only brought one, but you have two.
Yeah.
And you have a whole Xbox, brand new Series X.
What?
Why can't you play anything on it? Ugh. Because they don't download any other games.
Oh.
I have my whole account linked to their Xbox. Oh. Everything that I've purchased and Game Pass, and they just don't download other games to the point where I don't get the concept, because I'm like, why don't you you guys love cars. All you guys talk about is cars, and you're not talking about video games. Download Forza. You know? Have a great time.
Forza is fun.
And then
is that the one where you race other drivers for the car? I can't play any of those games because I get so fucking... My eyes are like, what?
It's literally free to them because I pay for it. they pay $0 for it.
We love that.
It's free. And he doesn't even want to take the time out to just download it.
Just download it. That's wildin'. That's a lot. Like...
You have a whole terabyte on your console and you only have Warzone. Just download
other
games.
You need the whole fucking terabyte for Warzone.
Yeah, space has been getting so bad with how big games are getting right now because of all the space they need for the graphics that everything's being put in. I thought I had so much space on my computer, but I'm literally out of space.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like, again. These games are taking so much.
Common reoccurrence?
Especially Call of Duty. Call of Duty is like insanely massive. I think Halo's gonna be like huge too, right?
Not that big.
Did anybody keep playing Fall Guy?
Fuck no.
Is it dead?
Remember, Warzone has an entire game on one map.
Yeah.
The map that you play on, like in multiplayer for Warzone, it's the base. That little map you're in, you can go way the fuck out here, and it's detailed.
Yeah.
So yeah, your memory is gonna be fucked up for every map.
Okay.
I think the
That's what I mean, because that's why storage is fucked up with
Warzone. Okay.
But no, Halo's not going to be like that. It's big, not that big.
It's big, but it's narrow.
You can leave the ring, supposedly. I don't think it's going to be that bad. I don't know. I uninstalled it. I can't do it.
Every time I hop back on,
I'm like, dude, I can't do it.
You know what I don't get? Is the updated Switch.
It's just got better graphics and a better audio
thing.
But
it doesn't.
No, it's just a bigger screen.
The graphics are the same. It's just a bigger screen.
Yeah.
Slightly bigger. It's not
but
even like a full...
No,
also,
you know what it is?
Said,
the bevels are smaller.
Yeah.
The screen's not even bigger.
They also said that the audio is now going to come out facing forward versus it was coming out the sides or something. I don't know.
Maybe...
I haven't
the
cared
audio,
enough about Switch to get one.
The audio, sure. But I'm like... It literally all it is that the bezels are like 0.7 inches smaller. And it has an OLED screen. But like that doesn't increase the resolution. That just is more the brightness.
Okay.
And the power consumption. Okay. And that's it. And they're selling it for $100 less than a PS5.
What the fuck? Wasn't
Why?
The whole appeal
what?
Of a Switch that it was
the new
cheapest
Switch?
Alternative?
Yeah, crazy. I'm not...
It's like $400 for that.
Wait, but wasn't the entire appeal of the Switch that it was an affordable console?
Yeah.
And my sister, all she does is watch YouTube on it, so...
What?
That's all she does. She uses my... not my Switch. She uses
I
our
want
Switch
you to know
for
that
YouTube.
I almost got us a Switch just because it was on sale for Black Friday. And you know how I feel about sales. And I saw it there and I was like, oh, I could do it.
Speaking
but
of
then
sales.
We were like, no.
How's your huge sale. Collection that you just recently got from Books of Mealy?
Oh, that is forever growing. Oh, my God. Yeah, that is forever growing. So
half, like, thankfully, half not, like... I haven't had to go to Books A Million in a couple weeks or whatever we've been doing.
Yeah.
So I just wondered what you've been doing with all this free time you have now.
Honestly, I have Okay, hold on. I haven't put in a new order for books.
Okay.
And I like 3 weeks, and that's like a lot for me. Oh. I don't put in a new order.
Chris's solo leveling thing is coming in.
Oh, I'm so excited.
But
I pre-ordered all my Lore Olympus. I need to order one more Lore Olympus cover that's gonna be an exclusive for Barnes and Noble.
Is it the hardcover?
But I no. So I ordered a hardcover. I guess a soft cover. And then, so Barnes & Noble is going to have its own cover, mm-hmm. like its own version, so I'm going to get that one, too. I'm going to have three versions of the same book.
I assume but Zoe I love will her. Be also
I love Rachel Smith. Looking forward
to this. I'm going to buy one.
Yeah.
I am slightly upset with the Books A Million. Yeah.
Bring the tea.
Because I and you know this, I went through a whole thing for trying to get Tokyo Ghoul the box set Tokyo Ghoul Re, and then I ordered it months ago.
Yes, you did.
Right.
And they just texted you back, and they're like, "Sorry, you can't."
No,
be there.
But I haven't gotten that message. Oh. So I ordered it months ago for the box set. I got 20% off of the box set on top of its already discounted price. I was super excited. I'm like, each book is going to be like $6. This is crazy. When they're normally like 14 or 12 or whatever. I'm like, this is going to be crazy. So I put in this huge order. I bought that box set. I bought the Demon Slayer box set that comes out in October. And I bought like
I still haven't watched Demon Slayer. I just like to wait till the hype dies so then I can enjoy it without like in the fucking background, you know? I'm like, oh my god. I'm like, no, fuck you. Go away.
Yeah. But I bought a couple of more different mangas there. So I everything in that order that I did, I think came out to like $300-something. But that's like new release. That's over the span.
$100 less than our Tokyo ticket.
Yes, but it's also over the span from like 3 months ago through December.
Okay, okay.
Or through October. So it's over all of that month. Mm-hmm. Or all those months. Then I go on my Books A Million account. And I look at my order, and it doesn't show that it's that price that I paid for. Or I paid for, that was going to be charged. So when I go into the account, everything shows up, but Tokyo Ghoul Re. And I'm like, that's weird. But yeah. I never, because normally when they cancel your order, they'll send you an email saying, hey, this item was canceled, whatever. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay. But I still haven't gotten that.
Yeah.
To this day.
Yeah.
And then... So I thought that was weird. Oh, so no. When I first noticed it, I went on booksamillion.com and I searched up the Tokyo Ghoul box set.
www.booksamillion.com.
And it's still there, and it says, like, if you order now, it should ship within like 3 to 4 weeks. I'm like, okay, well, it's still on their site, so we're chilling, right? Wrong. Yesterday or either yesterday or 2 days ago, I went on Books A Million's website again. Okay. And I'm like, what is going on? So I tried looking up the Tokyo Ghoul box set, or Tokyo Ghoul Re box set on Books A Million. It's just not on the website anymore. It's just gone. So I'm making the assumption.
So now they're going to gaslight everybody and be like, that was never on our site. That was never on our site.
But they sell the individual mangas now. They just don't sell the box set. So now I'm upset because the buy two get one was like a month ago.
Yeah.
I would have just bought the series on the buy two get one. Yeah. I don't need the box. I just got the box because it was cheaper.
Yeah.
Like. So I don't think it's ever coming. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
That's really sad.
Did you pay for it though?
No, I didn't pay for it. I would have.
Oh.
You good then? Yeah. Yeah, you'll find it somewhere else.
No, but it was just so cheap.
He's got TikTok material to make.
From
damn
the
it
discount, that too. I haven't made a TikTok in like 5 days. 6 days? A week?
Oh my gosh.
Are you posting old like TikToks that you've made?
No, I just haven't posted one in like a week.
Oh, no.
But
I keep wanting to make telenovelas, but I'm not. Okay, I'm going to be. I'm very fucking lazy.
Yeah. There's one idea that I have. I just haven't done it yet.
I'm going to post another one. I'm going to start reposting. Not reposting, but posting again tomorrow. I'm like, I'll take a week off. It's okay. I posted every single day for like 2 months straight, 3 months straight. I'll take a week off.
I need to seek this employment, and then my brain can be free.
Yeah. But that was my manga adventures. It's a struggle out here.
That's good. Zoe's missing the fifth of her manga set over here, yeah. And she's so mad about it.
Well, once I got home, because I did the buy two, get one free, or buy whatever, get one, however many free. And I tried to finish. I tried to finish one of my series.
What series?
Tomo-chan.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, so I realized that I didn't have the fifth one, and I got so upset. I still haven't finished the series, because I think there's, like, 10, and I only have to 7. But I didn't get 5, and I'm so sad.
Oh, I got a bone to pick with Zoe and Ashley.
Why? Okay. What? What did I do?
All I hear is about... One, I think it's a dumb title to a show because I don't like the way it has
fruits
an
S basket.
In it, but fruits basket. Why it's fruits basket?
It should just I love fruits basket.
It should just be fruit basket.
No, it's a fruits basket.
I don't like.
They're all fruits.
They're all fruit, and she is a rice ball. Zoe, don't press Zoe on this. The way I would kill for Oron Host Club is the way she would kill.
I don't like for that. Fruits it's basket. Fruits basket. but on top of that. Yesterday, I watched the first episode.
Of which one?
A fruit.
The fruit.
No. There's two.
Yeah. The newest one.
Are you sure, though?
I'm positive.
Are you sure? Was the animation crisp?
I mean, it was fine.
Crisp.
It was fine. And you know,
were her eyes stupid or were her eyes pretty good?
I mean, she was a little dumb, but her eyes were fine. Okay. so I was watching the show and I'm like, this is not bad. It's fine. I guess I can see the appeal to this. It's very interesting.
I love you, Keith.
And then I was watching Priscilla and she was like, I know who you would like.
I love the aloof. The cow? Have you met the cow yet?
That's who she said.
The cow is our favorite.
She said that would be my favorite character, and just based off of aesthetics, she's
if
not
I could
wrong.
Make anybody in that show real, it would be the cow. Like, I love Yuki, but the cow.
It was good until the last, like, 30 seconds of the episode.
What happened?
These guys.
Of the first one?
Of the first episode. These guys, because they get. Hugged, transformed.
Yeah, if they're hugged by the opposite sex, that isn't related
that
to
is,
them.
That is kind of stupid.
No, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing.
That is the whole premise of the show.
It's the curse of
that's
being
Zodiac
that Zodiac
curse. Yes.
But if the cat's not even really a Zodiac, why does he have powers?
He doesn't have.
He is a real. He's not outcast. Part of the Zodiacs, but. Once you
now
get
we're making
into
exceptions,
it.
And now we're getting the story getting a little
loose. He has to be there, because he has to be there.
That's argument was that?
So it's all based on the story of the Zodiac. So they were all supposed to be Zodiacs. Mm-hmm. Okay,
but then the rat tricked the cat.
Okay. So then the cat didn't come to the dinner, and therefore he didn't actually
become
a full-on Zodiac.
And therefore was punished.
What a dick.
Yeah, and that's why Yuki and Kyo hate each other, but Kyo hates Yuki, and he's like, stupid rat, da-da-da-da, and they do a whole thing.
And
but it's like their ancestors that did it. It's their ancestors, the ancestors of the ancestors, and then Kyo is the one that's like, they're all cursed.
Okay.
But like, Kyo is like, mega cursed.
Listen, I might have blinked, and the reason why I didn't like the transforming into the animals thing and the way that they did it is not even because it's a... I mean, the hug is kind of dumb. But I can see past it.
You know?
I can see past it. I can
which
see
you're
past
like,
that.
How do you have babies?
Yeah, I can see past that. I'm not even going to tackle that issue. I might have blinked. Maybe it was a long blink.
Okay.
But...
They're naked.
No, not even that. That makes sense.
That's
that
hilarious
I appreciate.
To me. It's hilarious to me that they're naked.
That I appreciate, because you transformed into an animal that's much smaller than the clothes that you're wearing.
But,
yes, you should
hold
be.
On. I want to
yeah,
see.
Yeah, okay,
I want to
okay.
hear.
But maybe I blinked. But the when it really bothered me that it was the hug thing is because I feel like, again, correct me if I'm wrong. She went and she hugged the cat.
Cute.
No, she went and hugged, the cat.
Cute. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, the main guy, he has like silver hair. Yeah. Like,
No, that's Yuki.
Yuki, sure.
He's a rat.
Sure, the rat, whatever. She went to go hug him.
I love
him. Right? And as she hugged him, he turned into a rat. Okay, consistent so far. But then the other, they like bumped into the other two and they all fell. And then the other two turned into animals.
Because
she hugged them.
She
fell
like
behind them and
them.
Hugged them.
Yeah.
If your arms don't touch like behind the body.
It's just the touch. Basically,
so how
female
big,
touch
I
essentially.
I don't know what the show
but,
is, but I don't want to watch
but
it.
But it's not just hugs that can turn them. They can like, they can get flustered and turn.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a point in something that, like, one of them gets so flustered because he has a crush That he immediately turns into his Zodiac, and then the cow's there making fun of him.
Yes.
And it's hilarious.
I love the cow.
Yeah. We love the cow. The cow, my favorite line the cow has ever said is...
Moo?
No, he goes, at least you're cute. And then he turns into a cow.
Yeah, because he needed to carry Yuki when he passed out, yeah. So he hugs her, and then he goes,
But what he does is that he looks at her, and then she's like, what's happening? And then he's like, ugh, and he's doing this whole thing, and then he grabs her, and she's like, well, at least you're cute, then does this whole thing. And then there's another point where, like, he's being yelled at by the class rep, and he's like, you're dyeing your hair, because his top of his head is, like, white, and the back of it is black. And he's like, no, this is my natural hair. And he's like, that's not true, that can't be real. And he's like, I'll show you. Takes him in the bathroom and shows him his dick.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's like, ah! And he runs out, and he's like, it's his natural hair.
I've seen
and
the then, clips of that.
And then he's literally, like, pulling up his pants, and he's like, you wanted to see. It's just, we love him. But he is our bi king. He is our bi king, and we love him.
Sick.
Fruits Basket. Yeah.
Fruits Basket, yes.
Don't come for Fruits Basket.
I love Princess Jellyfish and Oron. Fruits is toward the top five of my list.
Have you guys ever been interested in Gundam?
Fuck
yeah. Yes. I like their aesthetic, but I just haven't watched one.
Yeah, I've seen, this new one on Netflix, original one that they just came out with, and it's, like, getting very popular. I'm interested in watching it. I don't really like Gundam.
I've Is built a Gundam.
Is this kind of merman?
I think Gundams are cool, but I haven't seen... The only Gundam show that I've heard about...
This man caught a merman?
Was the really old one. What the fuck was it called?
Ultraman?
No.
Ultraman?
No, it's...
Power Rangers?
It's really big. That's not what it's called. I don't remember. But, I don't know. The last one I watched was Gurren Lagann. That one was one of my favorites.
I also.
But that was still animated. Oh not
no! Yeah,
as
yeah.
A Gundam.
No. But the way it was, it was nice.
It was a
what
mech.
Is the biggest I world size that of you've universe, watched, man? Like anime wise? Is
Big
yours
what?
The biggest world? Like the biggest created world that they've done within their own thing? Like Magi. I love Magi.
Yeah.
That one's.
Oh, One Piece,
one.
And it's not even close.
Oh fuck yeah. One
created world, like development of the series, or like how
like,
big the universe is.
How
are.
Big their universe is.
Yeah,
because in Magi's massive. I love Morgiana. Morgiana's
a yeah, I mean, but it's still just on a planet.
It's on a planet, but then it's just there's so much world building to the planet. Because then you have Magi, you have Alibaba, you have Morgiana, you have the end of the world, and then you also you get Sinbad. When he's doing his thing with Drago and stuff. It's just, there's so much world building.
I stopped so early in Magi.
It's so good.
I stopped like 13 episodes
it's
in.
It's so
I just,
fucking
I couldn't,
good.
I don't know.
It's so fucking good.
It is very good.
It's so good.
We know what else is good?
Don't say it.
Sleep.
Outros.
Outros! And that's been reviewed!
I don't know.
A lot of random
reviewed.
Conversations.
I do have one question though.
What?
I didn't listen to it, but how many cows does it take to fill up a milk jug?
We don't know. We don't know. But that's a lot of titty.
Yeah.
It's a lot of titty. A
lot of cows.
Moo. A lot of cows.
More than one cow goes into a gallon of milk.
Yeah.
And water.
What if one of those cows is sick?
Though? What?
That's
water.
Water?
Water.
Water?
Yeah.
There's water in there.
Yeah. The
There's milk and water?
There's
How
there's
do they
water
take
in
out
milk?
The lactate?
Okay.
Huh?
The lactose. How do they do lactate?
What the fuck are you talking about?
The lactose.
I think it's like a protein or something in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
You, Mr. Gassy.
Mr. Lactose.
Lactose intolerant.
Mr. Intolerance.
I don't know, but
the weakest in the bunch? The one with the allergies? And
I know,
the
like, almond milk and stuff. Like, that's easy to understand. But lactate, I don't know if it's...
Yeah, they milk almonds.
They grab the teats and... But yeah.
We had oat milk. Oh my god.
I'm sure it's just. I think it's just
what
more
a world
of a
changing
thing.
Thing.
Goat?
No oats milk. Oat
milk.
Milk.
I know a couple goats.
What a world changing thing. Amazing.
Well, I guess that is still unanswered, but it's okay.
One day we'll be educated, but for now we'll remain uneducated.
One day we'll
I
have
Google
a cohesive random. Yeah.
One day will I? Huh?
All right. So let's not that. That's been our podcast.
Goodbye.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Welcome and goodbye to the inside of our brains.
Next time.
Goodbye.